Proclamation number 7493, dated the January 3rd, 1960. Reference to the end. Renewed banishment. It has been amply proclaimed to you humans that you are approaching difficult times. Time and again you have been admonished and warned to stop and change your conduct into a God-pleasing way of life. Time and again it has been pointed out to you that your soul will be in great danger if it suddenly has to give up its earthly life and enter through the gate to eternity. Imminent judgment has been announced to you. The spiritual and earthly upheaval of earth. Your attention has been drawn to the renewed banishment on the day of judgment. You have been exhorted to eagerly work at improving your soul in order to avert this fate of a new banishment from you. But you listen to it and yet do not seriously believe that everything that has been predicted might come true. You have no faith, and without faith you don't have the right sense of responsibility towards your soul, which suffers dire adversity. For only a few more days remain which, however, would be enough to provide it with a certain degree of maturity if this were seriously aspired to. People lack faith and even the believers harbor slight doubts when the near end is being mentioned to them. Even the believers don't want to accept unreservedly what they are told about the end, although it comes from above. And you must keep your freedom of will, you may not be coerced. And so the days pass by without any achievement for you as long as you do not willingly strive to attain spiritual maturity. Yet then you will no longer doubt that which you were foretold. As soon as you spiritually strive of your own accord, everything you are expected to believe will also become a certainty for you. Then you will also be able to confidently inform your fellow human beings as to what time it is and that the end is near. Only someone who is convinced of it will also be able to proclaim the near end with conviction and everything else which humanity is approaching. Only a few are certain that the end is near, for they recognize the signs of the time and are able to recognize it because they look at everything from a spiritual point of view and thus also consider that the time of the end has come. You humans should pay attention to the signs which were announced long ago. Then you will also realize the hour in which you live, and it should not be difficult for you to believe in an end and in everything that is associated with this end. Whether you like it or not, you don't have much time left. Only, the believer will still endeavor to draw a spiritual benefit from this information, whereas the unbeliever will not even utilize these last days, which he will bitterly regret one day, if he is not granted a renewed banishment, which is such a dreadful fate that the human being should do everything in his power in order to avoid it. This is why he will be informed of it time and again. The knowledge will be conveyed to him as to what will happen to the souls which fail during their earthly life and which will no longer be admitted into the kingdom of the beyond because the time has come to an end. This knowledge should motivate them to eagerly work at improving their soul. But only a few people believe in it, and proof may not be given. For this reason countless souls are at risk of losing their earthly life and, at the same time, having their substances dissolved again for a new process of development through the creations of the new earth. They would still be able to avert this danger from them during the last days, but they must voluntarily work at improving themselves. They must, if they think that they cannot believe, consider the possibility that it is true what they are told and subsequently live accordingly, and they would gain a considerable plus for their souls and not get lost when the day of judgment has come. Amen.